final segment of our golf show this morning on KFGO. Mark Johnson, an old friend of mine and a longtime golf professional in Fargo-Moorhead, started off. Don't look that way. You've been around a couple of years. What year did you start at the Meadows? The head pro at the Meadows. When did you start there?
1996.
Yeah, so you've been around a while.
Assistant for Larry Murphy in 1990 at Moorhead Country Club. So, yeah, all of a sudden, they're adding up. Years are adding up. Thanks for reminding me.
You didn't notice until just right now. Wow, wait a second. I've been around for a long time. We're talking about the North Dakota Open. It's going to be at Fargo Country Club in a couple of weeks. And, Mark, you mentioned some of the guys who've played on the Dakotas Tour for several years, have come back to Fargo every year. You mentioned that, you know, on a given week, these guys could win on the web.com tour, do very well. And there's about a razor's edge separating these guys from the web.com tour. There's maybe a little more separation between that and the PGA tour, but not much because you just got to be right there and get there and get the chance. But what does separate these guys? Why does a guy who's on the Dakotas tour and can shoot 64, 67, 65 over the weekend, what keeps him from getting to that next level and having to play on the Dakotas tour and then the mini tours and grinding away?
Well, I think a lot of it is just comfort mentally, being comfortable and confident in what they're doing. It'd be no different than if you can go shoot your round with your buddies and shoot 70, 68, and then now you're going to go play in a little tournament. Maybe it's a state event. You know, all of a sudden, perception feels a little different. It's tough to do the same thing that you're doing with your buddies. And I think there's a comfort level on the Dakotas tour where they go, okay, I'm the man here. I'm top five. I'm a great player. And they go out there and they realize, wait a second here. Maybe they are a little, I'm not that confident in my game. And you see all these other guys that are playing really well and shooting numbers and a little bit of that's confidence. You know, you look at a guy last year, Donald Constable, played for the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm, yep. It was his first professional event. He had some success in the U.S. Amateurs. First professional event was the Bobcat North Dakota Open. And I think he finished third, top five.
Okay.
Played well, went to Q School, made it through Q School in the top 25, and he is fully exempt out there on the PGA Tour. Went from 1 week an amateur, said I'm going to declare professional, played the Bobcat, played well, gets through Q School in the top 25.
Yeah.
Is on tour. Now, he's had limited success on the tour. Half a dozen cuts he's probably made.
Okay.
So, and that goes to prove, you know, to stay out on tour, you really do need to have that seasoning through the web.com tour to just learn how to travel, learn how to play week in, week out. It's more than just stepping up and hitting a golf ball.
And I was going to say, that's a huge step to be able to, and it's amazing every time you see somebody who goes from being an amateur to being successful in the PGA Tour, because that is a wide gulf. That's a whole different deal. I mean, it's the old, you know, the basketball coaches call it the you know, the bright light syndrome, or the baseball players call it the second deck syndrome, that you can thrive in one setting and all of a sudden you step out on the stage and go, wow, whoa, holy cow, there's 40,000 people here.
Right. That has to be, that has to be intimidating. And golf, as we know, it's a lot mental. It's a lot inside confidence more so than just the physical. So, you know, and then let alone maybe if your golf swing's still in transition or you're still trying to figure things out, it's a lot. But, you know, there's some players that have made that jump from Dakota's tour out there. I saw that last week, Woody Austin friended North Dakota Open on Facebook.
Right? Really? Oh, that's cool. He just won on the PGA Tour.
That's right, and he had played in the Dakota's Tour back in the day.
Oh, that's neat. That's a good story. And Tom Lehman has played the North Dakota Open back in the day. Zach Johnson, that was a story years ago when Zach won the Masters. I think the story was that he came up from Iowa to try to Monday qualify for the North Dakota Open. Didn't make it. Couldn't make the tournament in the North Dakota Open. And then obviously went on from there because he's a great player, but then won the Masters. But the hook for me was writing it for the paper at the time was that here's a guy who this week is the greatest golfer in the world.
That's right.
And yet he traveled to Fargo to play at Fargo Country Club at the North Dakota Open and couldn't make it because he shot whatever on
the
Monday
78.
Qualifier. 78. Yeah.
And did not make it. Yeah. What a game. Isn't that amazing to think of that? To your point, best play. And that week he was the best player in the world and he couldn't make it out of Monday qualifying for the North Dakota Open. Yeah. So what a fine line. Or big divide.
So you talk about the the mental part of it. And that is, anybody who plays golf knows that the 6 inches between your temples is your greatest barrier in many ways, besides the fact that we're just physically not as gifted as others.
Right.
But so the guys in the Dakotas Tour who just can't make that step, is there a consistent theme in their game that you see that they just don't make enough 8-foot putts, or they hit too many crooked drives and it cost them a stroke or two here? Is there a consistent theme?
I think you've touched on both things, and it's driving. The great players drive the ball really well, and then their short game's exceptional, and they ride a hot putter.
Okay.
A kid like Josh Persons, who, I mean, last fall was in a position to win a couple times on the web.com tour.
Yeah.
And had moderate success on Dakota's tour, and really rode a hot short game. He made a little adjustment in his putting, and he drives the ball exceptional. It's long and it's really good. And then all of a sudden his putter got hot, and he can play at some real high level. So those are the two things. And I think when those guys struggle off the tee, maybe they don't have the length or the consistency, and then their putter goes cold. They're great ball strikers, but you're just not gonna.
In other words, it's like everybody else's game. I mean, at a whole different level. But if Mark Johnson and Mike McFeely go out and play 18 holes at Fargo Country Club, and I push two drives into the woods and have to make a bogey or double bogey on those holes, and you're hitting the ball straight down the fairway because you're a great driver of the golf ball, or you're making three more putts than I do.
There you
you're
go.
Gonna have a better score than me.
It's
basic. Golf 101.
Yeah,
right?
I think a lot of those guys hit iron shots, hit the ball solid. It's just, am I getting it in play off the tee, and am I making putts?
Yeah. Simple.
It's a simple game.
Okay.
I don't know why we analyze it so much.
What the heck? If somebody wants to sign up for the North Dakota Open, Mark, how can they do that? And there's still time. You have a little bit of time here.
Plenty of time. You can go out to the Bobcat website, bobcatndopen.com.
Okay.
Bobcatndopen.com. There's an entry form there. You can print it out, and you can bring it over to Fargo Country Club or mail it in, or give us a call at the country club, and we'd be happy to answer any questions. But the best thing would be to go to that Bobcat site, or even Dakota's Tour site. There's a bunch of information about the tournament there, and you can download the entry form from there.
How much cash does the pro win if they win the tournament?
They're going to win close to $15,000.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not a bad paycheck for the week.
Absolutely. Those guys are out there. Your leading money winner for the season out there might make $45,000, $50,000 for a couple months of work. That's not bad.
No,
playing golf.
That's not bad. Every one of them will tell you that their expenses add up very quickly at any level of golf, so they're not quite clear in that, but it's not a bad way to make a living. We're out of time on Tee to Green. Mark Johnson, thank you very much. Reminder, Bobcat North Dakota Open, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Fargo Country Club. Someday it is my goal to play in that tournament.
You might win that tournament.
No, that's not going to happen. My goal is to play in that tournament and not hurt myself. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green, folks. We'll be back on Monday on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO.